We are in Klal Hey Sif Gimel. It's just a reprise from yesterday. Very, very important Sif that Chavetz Chaim said, which is, we are talking about the prohibition of saying Lashon Hara, which is and specifically the halacha of speaking of other people's qualities and lack of thereof. In other words, to say that someone else is not smart, to say that someone else is not so strong, say that someone else is not so handsome, to say that someone else is not so rich, say that someone else is not so good in business. All of these kinds of, it's called being shoylel b'ma'alos, to negate his qualities. Very, very dangerous piece of Lashon Hara, because it's the kind of thing that people don't think is aser, because you're not saying something bizayim, like, he doesn't do this mitzvah, he is such and such. You're not even saying anything mean, quote-unquote, but rather you're just talking about the lack of his qualities. And it's a very dangerous piece of Lashon Hara. It can ruin someone's job, it can ruin someone's shidduch, it can ruin a life. And therefore, people have to realize it's very dangerous. And on the other hand, people are malamed tzchus, they think it's not even Lashon Hara. And he continues in Siv Gimel, says the Chavetz Chaim, Oira Shalach Achi. Another thing, let me ask you, my brother, a double pitu yitzazar shadav rezeh, ain't not a bechlal Lashon Hara. Another thing which seduces you, which the Yitzhara says, that this isn't part of Lashon Hara. Tivchan ba'atzmecha, he says, let me ask you, let me test you. If something happened that it was clarified to you for sure, the old, let's turn the tables. You don't think this is Lashon Hara, huh? You're just telling about a person's qualities. Well, let's say someone said that about you. Someone said that you weren't so smart, or you weren't so, fill in the quality. How much complaints would you have upon this person? You would think, what did he see in me that was foolish? He's only saying it because he doesn't like me. He's a Baal Lashon Hara. He's just trying to denigrate me. And when you say this about someone else, hutaka could be that he has qualities that you don't have, and you don't think it's an avera. There's blindness in this, my friend. Right? You think it's not such a bad thing? Think yourself. You found out that someone else said that you weren't so smart. How would you feel? This is a bigger part of Lashon Hara than other things. Number one, echad machmas a mesaper, v'uki v'shar inyanim shu mesaper chaver shofar eze iser heim benon lakum heim el chavero. When you tell other people that somebody did an avera, whether it's towards Hashem or towards a friend, much more kampam shu mechaver mak the kinesa emes. Maybe his kavana is just to tell the truth. You know, you should know that this person doesn't keep kashrus, whatever. But Avshein Zeh Mor Ladina, even though we said earlier that it's not really, that doesn't help it any, it's still Lashon Hara, as we said earlier in Klal Dal and Klal Aleph. Akalpanim, Machshavaso Lohoysa L'ra. However, at least over there, he didn't have kavana for bad. Maybe his kavana was there, is, you should know, you shouldn't go be friends with what's his name, he does so and so, right? When you just tell about a person's lack of qualities, that's just out to ruin him. He meets the Rama, oh, it's a very bare character trait. Now that's Misad HaMasapir, that your Kavana is clearly in a negative fashion. Number two, the person listening, you ready? You know, if I say that somebody did such and such, you're going to first go, no, come on, he didn't, chas v'shalom, what do you mean? He did that? And it could be that if he's enough of a friend of mine, and if I know well enough, Ataka won't believe that he did an aveir, he did something. Right? A lot of people say, well, you know, we never saw it, we don't believe it. Even if it's true, oh, I'm sure there was a reason why he did it in that case, and you're not telling me the context. And then afterwards he finds out, Taka, that it was a lie. And he's not going to believe this Masaper anymore. Aval Bazen, this case where somebody says that Shlaima doesn't do so well in business, Shlaima Yankel is not so smart, you know, this guy, oh yeah, you want to know about him, he's not such a good looking guy, whatever. You say this kind of thing, it sounds like you're just telling the truth, right? He says, unfortunately, it is very common. It's very common. Unfortunately, no one's going to defend him to say, right? Where's your lack of covet for another Jew? Why do you have to denigrate him like that? No one's going to say that. Because it doesn't sound like he's saying something that he did an avera. Oh, no, I don't believe it. He's not so smart. Oh, okay. You know, that's your natural reaction. You know something about him that I don't know. It's not that he did something bad, I don't believe it. You know a certain quality trait, you tend to believe such a thing. Person doesn't think he did an avera. The Koshkinim Sipar Alisha Soy Machi Yeshukakum Atira. Mela, you said he's not so smart in general. What if you have a person that everyone else thinks is a Chacham Batira, Tamil Chacham? Wamrulov Shainu Chacham Kokaf. Not really such a Tamil Chacham. Rachmahara Yudea Batari, he only knows a little Torah. By the Zed, it's my Madragosa Benay, and we saw this before. And because of this, they're gonna lower his Madrega. Bavade Bechal, Oven Lashon Hara, Filo Emes, Kevin Kamenosa, Loita Ellis. Certainly this is Lashon Hara, even if it's true. All you're trying to do is lower the other person. You know, sometimes people feel, if they tell you that someone else, ooh, he's such a big Tamil Chacham. This guy's not such a big Tamil Chacham. Because you feel bad, like, you know, you're jealous, you know? So why are you saying he's such a Tamil Chacham? Maybe I'm a Tamil Chacham. Say, yeah, he's not such a Tamil Chacham. So it's something very, you know, you can cause all kinds of damage upon him. He says, I'll give you two possibilities, two examples. Let's say you tell everybody that the Rav in the town, the Rav of the shul, is not so smart. It's not such a Tal Chacham. He only knows Ma'at Piske Alach and Struggle of Mice. He only knows, you know, answers that he can ask a lot. Feel them, Slashin Hara, Gemur, Midaraisa, Kibzem, Ma'at Kvoidai, Lagamre. You're lowering the honor. Very common for people to say all kinds of things about the rabbi. You know, he's living in a fishbowl. You know, oh, he's not such a Tal Chacham. You're being Ma'at is covered. Yoel Makiyasa Mamish. You're causing him a loss, perhaps, to his livelihood. Mash was that covered. Torah Kim Mitzvahs. Olomar, another case. New guy, new married guy. Guy just moves in, you know, he's a new son-in-law, and they say, oh, he's not such a, you know, they married off their daughter to a real, you know, star, you know? He doesn't learn so good, not such a big mas, but all of a sudden he starts saying about his qualities. Think about now how the in-laws feel, the reputation. All of a sudden in the city they're going, it's not such a, you know, what a terrible, dangerous pain you're causing in Shalom Bayis and all kinds of things. Listen, I can't, it's hard for me to give you every single example. Be a little creative, figure it out yourselves, guys. Last possibility. You want to hire some guy to fix your car, to paint your house, right? And somebody who is not, you know, he says, well, he's not such a good painter. He's only saying it to Ellis. We'll see later what happens, Taki. You want to hire somebody as a painter, and your friend knows he's not a good painter, and he has to tell you. That, we're going to see later with the right conditions, is mutter. We're talking about now, just stam, to spread rumors and to tell information that a person doesn't have such milas. It's not considered, you see how he's explaining it, it's not considered so much by Lashon Hara by people, but Adarav, it's Lashon Hara, Gemura, very dangerous thing. Yeshakayach, everybody.